It's time for another Spotlight on Goodness, featuring the Branch County Community Foundation, projects they're involved with, the people they're helping, the organizations that they're helping in our community. And one of those organizations that's in the focus, Children's Museum of Branch County. Erica Hemminger is the executive director of the Branch County Community Foundation in the studio with us. And one way you're able to help the Children's Museum this time around was through your community good grants cycle. Kind of explain what that's all about, Erica.
Yeah, so we have two grant cycles a year, and the community good grant cycle is open August 1st through August 31st. And it is a grant cycle that's open for any program or project that benefits Branch County or Colon. So it's pretty wide open. We are able to fund a whole array of projects. So it's our favorite time of year.
So it really doesn't have to come from a specific category in order to be funded, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have over 130 different funds, and those either are very specific for organizations or they're very broad, like our Forever Fund, which is our one unrestricted fund, so we can use that for any emerging need that our county has.
Well, and this time around, the money went for a very cool exhibit at the Children's Museum of Branch County, which is located out in the Fairfield Plaza. The Everbrights exhibit now is installed, and people are playing with it. Shauna Greif and Kayla Gray from the board of the Children's Museum in the studio with us. And Shauna, you've actually had a chance to play with it, right?
Oh, yes. It's so neat. It is. If you remember, I'm going to date myself, but when we were kids, we had the Light Bright. Uh-huh. It's a 21st century version of the Light Bright, where there are dials that will make over 150 different colors. You can make patterns, pictures. We're going to have a tablet shortly where we can actually program things onto it. But it's just so much fun, and we've installed it so that even the littlest children can walk up to it and use it. A one-year-old can turn the dial, and everyone seems to be having a great time with it.
Yeah, and Kayla, that's one thing, obviously, especially for younger kids, but even as they get older, trying to find ways to stimulate them, give them visual things to work with, and motor skills is part of it. And so this seems kind of all rolled into one, isn't it?
Yeah, for the youngest child whose focus is just like, what color are you seeing? Blue, red, pink, yellow, and identifying colors, up to the 45, 50-year-old bringing in their child or grandchild, everyone can enjoy putting the designs on the screen. So it's nice to have something that's functional for all age levels.
As far as fundraising for this, there were a number of different people that contributed to this, but a big part of it was the community good grants from the Community Foundation. Tell people about that a little bit from the museum standpoint, Shauna, of how you guys applied and what the process kind of was, because it's a fairly easy process, right?
It's a fairly easy process. We love the Branch County Community Foundation because they really support us and our efforts to educate through play. So we went on the website August 1st, the application, we downloaded it, filled it out, called, asked a couple of questions, and it was pretty seamless. It walks you right through all of the steps.
Kayla, what's the biggest thing you want people to know about the Children's Museum, of what maybe you guys stand for, what you're trying to do in the community?
I think that the biggest thing that I would like the community to understand about the Children's Museum is that play is the work of children. They learn through play. And so when we look at the Children's Museum, we might see just a big play center. But what they don't realize is that there's more to the Children's Museum than just play, that kids are learning about interacting with their peers. They're learning communication skills. They're learning fine and gross motor skills, as well as problem solving and perseverance. So, they should come in and see what we're all about. And just watching children play, you will see that they are learning.
And the phone number is 517-227-5571 for the Children's Museum. You can find them on Facebook as well to get more information about what's going on there. But again, a big piece of now what's on display and people to play with, the Everbright exhibits, and partially funded through the Community Good Grants cycle at the Branch County Community Foundation. We're proud to talk about it as part of our Spotlight on Goodness with the Branch County Community Foundation.